Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, on this December 5th, 2017. Happy Tuesday, Mid-Michigan. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week. We've got a jam-packed show on today's Current Sports, as we customarily do. On today's Current Sports, we will talk about the Twitter beef between head coach of the Michigan State football team, Mark D'Antonio, and the head man in charge at the University of Michigan football program, Jim Harbaugh. I kid you not, these two went back and forth in a bit of a Twitter rant. I don't even know if you call it a rant. I think Coach Harbaugh's was a rant. Mark D'Antonio just kind of hit you with a subtle, you know, jab after reading what Coach Harbaugh had to say. But nonetheless, these two did go back and forth on Twitter. We'll talk about this beef, and I think it's kind of being blown out of proportion to a degree. And I like it, to be honest with you. So we'll discuss that. Also, we'll finally get to your Detroit Lions and discuss the chances of the Lions possibly making a run in the NFL playoffs. Will they make the playoffs? That's the big question. And what in the world has been going wrong for the Lions after they are coming off now a 44-20 loss to the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday? They will now hit the road to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend. Can they put the wheels back on the track? And just how safe is the job of head coach Jim Caldwell? We'll discuss that. We will also invite to the show a dear friend. We haven't had him on in a while. His name is Steve Finnemore. He is the head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team. The reason why we're having on Steve today is because tonight marks the opening night of boys high school basketball here in the great state of Michigan. Steve Finnemore's East Lansing Trojans will take on the DeWitt Panthers at home later tonight at 7 p.m. Steve will help us preview that matchup, and we'll have plenty of hoops talk surrounded around Steve's team, as well as we'll talk some NBA with Steve as well, because he's just a basketball junkie. He follows the college game and the pros quite closely, to say the least. So New York's own Steve Finnemore will join us around the 1:30 mark. And on the back end of the show, we will recap the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals game last night on Monday Night Football. The reason why they are part of today's rundown is because for those that tuned in to that game last night, was pretty violent. Pretty violent. A few times, I tell you what, scary moments on the football field in which everybody held their breath, especially concerning one player. So we'll recap what took place last night and discuss safety in the National Football League. And heck, the trickle-down effect that this conversation now has when it comes to youth football here in America. So much to get to, so little time. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you want to be a part of today's Current Sports. You can also join us via social media at facebook.com/currentsports. We have the live stream up and running there, or you can tweet us, tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. All right, and we start with the Mark D'Antonio and Jim Harbaugh Twitter beef. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh, he actually took aim at Mark D'Antonio, in-state rival, with a social media jab on Monday afternoon. And this is what he had to say. This is what Jim Harbaugh tweeted on his Twitter account yesterday. Quote, saw Coach D comments on continuing to focus on how he, both focus and he in quotations, can beat Michigan. Congrats on turning around a 3-9 team plagued with off-field issues. Good for Big, I'm assuming he meant to say Big Ten, to have him back. Now, the response came one day after Mark D'Antonio was asked about the bowl destinations for his Spartans and the Wolverines. Michigan State accepted an invitation to play in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl later on this month. That will take place on December 28th. He accepted that invitation on Sunday, of course. Michigan landed in the Outback Bowl, which is considered higher in the pecking order for Big Ten Bowl assignments. Now, when asked if he viewed that as a slight during a news conference on Sunday, Coach D made a reference to his track record against Michigan and Harbaugh, saying, quote, I just look at it as an opportunity to play in the Holiday Bowl right now. The records are what they are. I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan. Let things sort out. We actually played that bite not once but twice on yesterday's Current Sports. And after seeing Jim Harbaugh's Twitter rant, Mark D'Antonio responded with a tweet of his own yesterday. Quote, for all Spartans, it's not over. It'll never be over. It's just getting started. Hashtag Spartans will. We'll have more on the Twitter back and forth between Jim Harbaugh and Mark D'Antonio in just a moment. Tonight, you can catch your Michigan State men's basketball team, though, taking on its first Big Ten conference road game of the season, visiting Rutgers. Tip-off at the Lewis Brown Athletic Center is slated for 7 p.m. You can catch that game tonight on the Big Ten Network. Michigan State is ranked number 3 in the AP and USA Today Coaches Top 25 polls. Improved to 7-1 overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten Conference with an 86-57 win over Nebraska on Sunday. The University of Michigan men's basketball team saw a 20-point first half lead evaporate and eventually was edged by Ohio State 71-62 last night inside Value City Arena. Junior Moritz Wagner, he finished the game one rebound shy of his fourth double-double of the season, recording 14 points, 9 boards. Sophomore Xavier Simpson and senior Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman added 11 points each. Following an early 1-1 start in the Big Ten play, Michigan will resume non-conference action when the Wolverines will host UCLA this Saturday at noon inside of Chrysler Center on Star Wars Day. That game can be viewed on CBS this weekend. The Detroit Pistons falling to the San Antonio Spurs. Tobias Harris hurried a three-pointer at the final buzzer last night, and it wasn't close. It was actually blocked by Rudy Gay as the Spurs outlasted the Detroit Pistons 96-93 last night at the AT&T Center. It's the Pistons' third straight loss on the three-game trip with one game remaining Wednesday night at Milwaukee. The Pistons' attempt to win the game was after Spurs star LaMarcus Aldridge made two free throws with 4.8 left to account for the final score. Reggie Jackson led the Pistons with 27 points, but was held to just 7 points in the second half. He was 3-for-10 from the field in the second half. The Detroit Red Wings will try and get back on a winning track as they will take on the Winnipeg Jets tonight at 7:30 p.m. inside of Little Caesars Arena. The Wings trying to end a 7-game losing streak 3 days after an embarrassing, 10-1 loss in Montreal. Again, 10-1. Wow. On the other hand, Winnipeg has won 9 of 12 and leads the Central Division. Blake Wheeler leads the Jets with 35 points. And Mark Schlieffel has a team-best 14 goals to go with 20 assists. This is the first meeting between the two teams this season. The second time was the charm for a partial implosion of the Pontiac Silverdome, the former home of the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons. Demolition company Adamo brought down the upper section of the Silverdome on Monday, one day after some explosive charges failed to detonate pretty comedic, if you ask me. Company officials said wiring issues were the culprit of Sunday's failed attempt, which disappointed thousands of onlookers who had braved cold temperatures in hopes of seeing a dramatic collapse. Now, the Lions played at the suburban Detroit facility from 1975 to 2001. The Silverdome was also, as I mentioned, the home of the NBA's Detroit Pistons and also hosted the Super Bowl back in 1982. Tonight marks the start of high school boys basketball here in the great state of Michigan. Many great mid-Michigan games to, go out and view if you are a hoops junkie. And to culminate, well, I should say to start, to signify the start of high school boys basketball here in the area, we will welcome to the show a dear friend of Current Sports. His name is Steve Fenimore. He is the head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team. High expectations, as usual, for Fenimore's troops. He will join us around the 1:30 p.m. mark. And last but not least, LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball have started to explore options to sign internationally. How about that? LiAngelo and UCLA parted ways officially yesterday, which marked the start of his preparation for his professional basketball career. Harrison Gaines, who is the representative for LaMelo, 16 years old, and LiAngelo at 19 years old, he started initial contract negotiations with overseas teams this week. Now, for LaMelo and LiAngelo, the decision to turn pro means the end of their prospective collegiate careers, and LaMelo Ball had previously committed to UCLA. Interesting stuff there. I tell you, LaVar Ball, he just stays in the news, doesn't he? That wraps up your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to our social media pages at Facebook.com/Current Sports, where you can view the live stream and comment below the video. I'll read your comments live here on the air, or tweet us at Al Martin. WKAR is my Twitter handle, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports.
I was from Ohio, and a couple of times when I met and greeted with him, first thing he wanted to start talking about is Ohio women, you know, how we different and how much he like us.
What's
and
your
you know
thing?
Being a Buckeye.
Ohio State Buckeye?
Being a Buckeye.
You said the wrong thing.
Yeah, I'm a Michigander.
And you're a Michigan. The good news is my favorite coach in college, who happens to be here today?
All right.
Routinely, basketball coach. They routinely beat, I hope you know that, Ohio State. And you know who I'm talking to? I'll let you say his name, Mr. Ohio State. Say it. Tom Izzo. Say it. Yeah. Right behind you. There you go.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
You better go out a side door.
Okay.
Well, he's a great man. My daughter was a student assistant to him, and she finished the top of her class and is now a lawyer, and So you better send your children to Michigan State. How about that?
I have one to graduate from Michigan State.
Really?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
So, and on that note, about 80 to 90% of his basketball players graduate, meaning for the whole 4 years, even the football players.
Yeah, I know you guys are moving and grooving as you listen to that, right? Oh, that's an old school cut from The Whispers. The beat goes on and the week goes on here on WKAR's Current Sports. Happy Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. I am your host, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM. And that, how funny was that? How funny was that snippet, right? That's actually a snippet from a show that my grandmother is a huge fan of. She watches it just about every single day. Judge Mathis. Yeah, how about Judge Mathis? D-Town Zone. And as you heard in that taping is the head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball program, Tom Izzo. I tell you what, for those who have seen this snippet, nobody ever has been this excited to be in court. I kid you not. If you look at it, because Tom Izzo, you can clearly see him in the frame. He's sitting there front row next to assistant coach Mike Garland. And Tom just cannot stop smiling. Like the whole episode, he's just smiling the entire time. And then you heard Judge Mathis give him a shout out during the taping. And that episode actually is set to air on December 7th. So for those who have to, I imagine, work that day, if you're going to be out and about in that, you know, next to your television, be sure to record Judge Mathis, the episode on December 7th, as Judge Mathis gives Tom Izzo a big shout out. And Izzo just couldn't contain himself. He's just smiling from ear to ear. I don't think I've ever seen Izzo smile that much. It's so funny, though. And you know what? You talk about this rivalry, and it's kind of a perfect segue into our first topic here on Current Sports, because you talk about the rivalry between the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. I tell you what, as you heard, Judge Mathis, his daughter used to be an assistant on, a grad assistant, I believe, for Coach Izzo's staff, not coaching staff, but just staff in general. And Mathis is a big time MSU fan. And Judge Mathis actually tweeted out a picture, and his taping took place, you know, back in like August. But he tweeted a picture of himself along with Coach Izzo and assistant coach Mike Garland. And the tweet read this, quote, hosted Michigan MSU basketball coach Tom Izzo at my show recently. And then he added Jim Harbaugh and says, Jim Harbaugh, I hear you are a Judge Judy fan. Izzo wins, hashtag go green. So a jab at Jim Harbaugh at the University of Michigan, because, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, when actually he was a head coach for the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL, Jim Harbaugh actually appeared on an episode of Judge Judy. And now you have Tom Izzo appearing on an episode of Judge Mathis. How about that, right? And I feel like, you know, beefs are usually started now on social media, specifically on Twitter. And in relation to this conversation, as it pertains to U of M and Michigan State, as many of you know, there was a beef that began yesterday on Twitter. Jim Harbaugh and head coach of the Michigan State football team, Mark D'Antonio. And I tell you what, it was a bit surprising, because if you look at how this whole thing began, you know, I don't know if we even have this queued up, Isaac. I want to play the snippet from Sunday's press conference in which Mark D'Antonio, he was asked whether or not Michigan going to the Outback Bowl, whether or not it bothered him. It was actually asked by Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal, whether or not that bothered him, and, you know, how he felt that a few of his players were a bit disappointed that they weren't heading to the Outback Bowl. And do we have that queued up? Let's play that snippet right here, Isaac.
Well, I just look at it as an opportunity to play the Holiday Bowl right now. And, you know, the records are what they are. You know, I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan and let this thing sort out.
There you go. And we played it actually twice on yesterday's Current Sports because it was a small jab at U of M. It was, and Jim Harbaugh and his program, without a doubt. Harbaugh took to Twitter at 3:17 p.m. and tweeted out, quote, saw Coach D comments on continuing to, quote, focus on how he in quotations as well, can beat Michigan. Congrats on turning around a 3-9 team plagued with off-field issues. Good for Big Ten to have him back. So, Harbaugh heard the comments from Coach D'Antonio, Coach D saying, we're going to continue, and I am going to continue on focus on beating Michigan. And then D'Antonio, after seeing Harbaugh's tweet, D'Antonio tweeted out at 5 p.m., quote, for all Spartans, it's not over. It'll never be over. It's just getting started. Hashtag Spartans will. Now, I'll tell you what, when discussing this beef, I just want to take a brief moment to express my thoughts on it. I have no problem with what was said from head coach Mark D'Antonio, which kind of lit a flame to this whole back and forth, right? I have no problem with what Coach D had to say. It's a rivalry, all right? And MSU, as I stated on yesterday's show as well, should feel some type of way that they were not the pick to go to the Outback Bowl. They were more deserving than the Wolverines, won the head-to-head matchup, had a win better than the Wolverines as well. They were more deserving. And the Block M got chosen due to name recognition and brand, all right? Now, it was a subtle way to take a jab at how Coach D has completely owned Michigan out in Ann Arbor. Throw a little bit of shade. It's sports. Talk it if you got it like that. No problem at all with that. And I tell you what, when it comes to Coach D'Antonio, I mean, Coach D, you know, his pressers have been known to kind of just be a bit bland. And I guess it depends on the mood with Coach D'Antonio, because after he wins, he'll, you know, have these witty one-liners with the media, and he's in a good mood, and you can really see his personality shine. But on an average week, Coach D'Antonio is pretty bland at the podium. And there's a lot of coach speak that are coming from his lips. So I tell you what, I appreciate the honesty and I love it. You know, whenever we get to see Coach D, you know, throw out a joke or two, a one-liner or two, or even, you know, hey, in this instance, you know, take a jab at U of M. I have no problem with that, especially considering the circumstances. Michigan State should be playing in the Outback Bowl, all right? And I also had no problem with Jim Harbaugh responding. Absolutely no problem with that, all right? When your rival is acknowledging how they have completely owned you in your tenure at U of M, Coach D'Antonio with the 2-1 record against Jimmy Boy, you really thought Jim Harbaugh was just going to lay down and take that? Come on now. Take a jab back. I have no problem with that. No problem at all. I think it's a must that you have to say something. To be real with you, I would have said something. If I'm Jim Harbaugh and I heard Coach D say that, I'd probably respond. However, I did have one problem with the response from Harbaugh. Just one problem with it. Okay? I thought that it was classless for him to talk about the off-the-field issues. That's the problem that I have with this, folks. If you're going to do it, you know, respond, you know, in a way that just talks about what takes place on the field. But to acknowledge the, as he put it, off-field issues, plagued with off-field issues, as he put it in his tweet. That's going low. It was classless for him to talk about that. We all know about the off-the-field issues that MSU had prior to the start of the 2017 campaign, all right? Coach D'Antonio, in his comments on Sunday, he attacked the win and loss column by saying that he will continue to focus on beating Michigan. D'Antonio didn't bring up, let's say, wide receiver Grant Perry receiving 12 months probation 4 months ago after pleading guilty to one felony count of resisting a police officer and one misdemeanor count of assault and battery after an altercation with a woman in line at a bar, actually, in here of the friendly confines of East Lansing, Michigan. He didn't bring up that. Did he bring up the arrest of cornerback Nate Johnson back in October? Johnson arrested on campus for an attack on a female student that he was said to be dating? No, he didn't talk about off-the-field issues concerning U of M. Or how about the fact that former San Jose Mercury News reporter Mike Rosenberg compiled the college football programs with the most player arrests in the last 5 years back in 2015, and Michigan, not Michigan State, cracked the top 25, coming in at number 19 with 14 player arrests. Two can play that sick game, all right? Fact is, just about every program has had to battle through off-the-field issues concerning its student-athletes. All right, and with the exception of this past offseason, Coach D, for the most part, has run a program that has managed to avoid major off-the-field problems. I'm all, and you guys know, those longtime listeners of Current Sports know, that I am all for some good old-fashioned trash talk. But there is a fine line between trashy and classy, all right? Jim, just focus on beating Michigan State, all right? Heck, how about any of your rivals? You have a dismal record of 1-5 against Ohio State and Michigan State. Time to back up those Twitter fingers, dude. And this is not the first time Jim Harbaugh has done this, all right? He has taken swipes at Georgia's Kirby Smart, at Alabama's Nick Saban, and Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, among others. This is not the first time Jimmy Boy has done this. But if you're going to walk down that line and talk a bit of trash as it pertains to your rival, which I have no problem with, I love trash talk. It's sports. It adds to the rivalry. It adds to the drama. It adds to the emotion. You're not supposed to like your rivals, all right? I get it. But there is a fine line as it pertains to how to do it. And I think Jim crossed the line with those five words, plagued with off-field issues. Come on, dude. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Isaac Constance, engineer of WKAR's Current Sports. What did you think of the back and forth between head coach Mark D'Antonio and head coach Jim Harbaugh?
I found it comical, just like you to a degree, and that I love this. It's rivalry season, and I had no problem with D'Antonio's original comments. I loved them, in fact. I picked up on them. I thought, huh, that's a name drop for no reason. But at the same time, he was asked about Michigan and their bowl positioning in comparison to Michigan State. It's fair to answer with something along the lines of, well, let's see, we had a better record than them this year, and we beat them in a head-to-head. I really don't get it. That's a fair response to me. It really is. And if Jim Harbaugh wanted to respond something like, you know, hey, buddy, wait till next year, or we're going to beat you, or watch the outcome of the bowl game. It goes to show which program has more prestige, and that's because of me, that's my players, whatever. I love that. That just hypes up the rivalry more and more and more. But you brought up all the names I was going to. When you've got a team that does have off-field issues, and Grant Perry is the leading receiver for Michigan this year, unless I'm mistaken. I believe he is, though. Don't bring up the fact that another team had a few run-ins with the law. I'm not saying that's good. That is not a fact that should be ignored by the sparring community whatsoever. But the thing is, I don't think it was. I think MSU And in particular, if you had to name one man who was perturbed and fixed the problem with MSU's football team and their off-the-field actions, it was Mark D'Antonio. He addressed it with full force. There's a question as to whether Jim Harbaugh has been a little bit too lenient with his players at times when it comes to off-the-field issues. I thought was really a low blow. You talk about classless. You talk about stoking the flames for no reason. Mm-hmm. Again, there's a difference between keeping it on the field, in the locker room, and then broadening it to a point where, again, you don't want to touch on morals. You don't want to actually hate these people.
Just about every, name me a program that has not had a student athlete have a run-in with the law or some kind of altercation off the field or off the court.
Especially a good program.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Name me a program. One doesn't exist, okay? I thought Mark D'Antonio's response via Twitter, though, after reading Jimmy Boy's tweet, was pretty clever. Again, he stated, "For all Spartans, it's not over. It will never be over. It's just getting started." That last part in quotation marks. And then with the hashtag Spartans will, this is clearly a response to Harbaugh's response to D'Antonio's comments. This is also really carefully chosen words because it's not over. It'll never be over. It's just getting started. If you remember, that's what Coach D said after losing to Michigan back in 2007, his first year with the Spartans. And the whole little brother comments, right? So, carefully chosen words from Coach D. I absolutely loved it. What do you think about this whole Twitter beef between Coach D and Jim Harbaugh? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/currentsports. I'll read a few of your comments, which are coming in, have been coming in the last 30 minutes here. I'll get to a few of those after our first break. You can even tweet us at Al Martin, WKAR, or at WKAR_sports. When we come back, we'll talk Detroit Lions. We will also talk high school boys basketball. The opening night of high school boys hoops with Steve Finnemore, East Lansing boys basketball coach. That and more. Do not touch that dial. To WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Just wrapped up segment A discussing the whole Jim Harbaugh and Mark D'Antonio Twitter beef. Fun stuff, I think. Fun stuff, with the exception of the whole off-the-field issues that Jim Harbaugh brought up. What do you think about it? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We've got two comments I'll get to right here via our Facebook page at Facebook.com/Current Sports. Ben Grimes says, Jim Harbaugh tries to impersonate real head coaches in college football because he wants to be like them because he's not them. So Ben not happy with the Harbaugh comments. And then James Taylor comments on our Facebook page as well and says that Jim can't talk football because his football team is horrible. So he's just getting right to the point there. So shots fired from Ben and James there. Let's go to our phone lines really briefly before we get to our guest for today's Current Sports. Line one, we've got Mike from Saginaw. Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Can I ask Isaac a question? I forgot to ask him this before I what happened to DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant last night, man? Were they going to get in a fight or something?
Well, yeah, they actually just started shoving on the court, and then after the game, it was really interesting. Both got thrown out, of course, but in the tunnel, they had to be separated by security. So quite an interesting altercation. And, I love seeing that, honestly, from both players.
Well, and you know what? KD, man, what's going on with the muscle between the ears? Dude?
Do you think he's a real tough guy or a fake tough guy?
No, he's a fake tough guy.
That's why I hate
him. Tough guy would have stayed in OKC and earned a ring.
Tough guy also be separated by teammates every time he squares up with somebody.
It's kind of how Kobe was in the beginning of his career. Mm-hmm. Kobe would kind of boss up and then, you know, wait for like Shaq and Rick Fox to hold me back, man. Hold me back, right?
That's it.
But, yeah, and hey, Steph Curry, man, with the injury, too. I mean, gosh, that was a bad ankle twist last night. I hope he's all right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, Mike, what else is on your mind?
Let me ask me about Brent Forbes and Matt Costello. Did they get in the game last night? I couldn't watch the game. And did they sin?
Matt Costello did not play. Bryn Forbes did play. He's been getting some consistent minutes. He was, I tell you what, his minutes have been trending upward. I must say, he's a guy who can come in, can hit the three for you. He can play good defense for you. He's a gritty player, which, you know, he was, I think he evolved into when he was here at Michigan State. But yeah, Pop did play him last night. Great game. For those who did not see the Detroit Pistons and San Antonio Spurs game last night, very entertaining stuff. Tough loss for the Pistons, though. I tell you that. Reggie Jackson played great up until the second half.
Do you think Brandon Paul and Bryn Forbes, what surprised you about his development, man? And I'll let you get to the other part of the show, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a lot, Mike. And I have to say, when it comes to Bryn Forbes, and we saw him really have a breakout offseason, Isaac, for what is now called the G League, mm-hmm. he was absolutely fantastic. And what really impresses me is his driving ability now. He wasn't really that much of a slasher. He was a pure shooter when he was at Michigan State. He occasionally could hit a layup again in transition, but the way he's taking guys off the dribble is very impressive. And I think that's why right now we're starting to see his minutes kind of trend upward. He's playing well, and that's what you want to see when you are a young player trying to find your way in the league. You want to, when your opportunity and when your number's called, you want to get in there and make an impact immediately. And that's what Brent can give you off the bench.
Well, what we saw Brent do in college so well, I haven't seen too many shooting guards or number twos when it comes to being on the court, running around a screen, and then immediately rising up for your shot and getting a good look. He was an expert at that in college. Thing is, he translated that to his ball handling as well. So now he can assume all the responsibility, get a good switch, a favorable matchup, drive, pull up, whatever. But he's become such a more well-rounded basketball player, an offensive player specifically,
yep.
that there's no way that he can be excluded from that roster anymore.
Yeah, 13 minutes last night, 0 points for him, but the fact that he's playing, that's
San
a good
Antonio.
Sign.
Yeah.
It's San, exactly, for San Antonio, that's a good sign. All right, well, let's get to our guest for today's current sports, as I've been stating throughout the hour. Tonight is the opening night of high school boys hoops here in the state of Michigan. There is a very tasty slate of mid-Michigan boys basketball games tonight, which will include East Lansing and DeWitt going at it. East Lansing taking on the Panthers. That should be a very intriguing game. And I tell you what, you talk about intriguing. This whole squad is intriguing and has been for a while now. And right now, I'm excited to welcome to the show a man who we haven't heard of in quite some time. He is the head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team. My man, 50 grand, NYC zone, Steve Finnemore. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Al. Pleasure to be on your show.
Always good chatting with you, Steve. So you guys open up the year tonight against DeWitt. I just want to ask, man, kind of give us a preview, if you will, of your squad this year. I know some pretty hefty expectations as you guys made a deep run in the postseason last year.
Well, like every year that I've been here at East Lansing, this is my eighth season, we always stress team. You know, we always stress play the right way and most importantly, share the ball. And, you know, we have the best player in the area in Brandon Johns, who verbally committed to Michigan, and he'll be playing for John Beilein next season. Brandon's one of the most unselfish superstars you'll ever come across. He kind of reminds me of Ben Simmons a little bit with the Sixers. I'm not comparing him to him, but I'm just saying he's got a similar style in terms of mental mindset. But we also have a lot of good pieces around him because that's what we do with our kids. We try to get them to understand that there's more to basketball than scoring. So some people understand it, some don't. And the people who don't understand our philosophy, they elect to transfer or elect to not make or not try out or they get cut from our team.
And, you know, Steve, that's got to be one of the toughest parts for you. I'm always intrigued. I don't think I've ever picked your brain on this. But when it comes to tryouts, I mean, I know there's a lot of basketball talent at EL High School. Tryouts have to be really tough for you because I'm pretty sure you have to cut kids that, you know, you see trying so hard out there, but may not be an ideal fit for what you're trying to build for the upcoming year. How tough of a period is that for you when you talk about tryouts for the Trojans?
Well, it's hard. It's one of the hardest things for a high school coach to go through. If you ask any high school coach in the area, they'll probably tell you the same thing. But the thing you got to look at, Al, is you got to look at character. Character matters, especially at our level. You know, you're going to be hanging out with, you know, 12, 15 players for 4 or 5 months. Sometimes, you know, in the whole month of June, you're together with them. So you want good guys around. And unfortunately, our society, you know, there's a lot of bad guys out there that are trying to use basketball as a tool to get further in life. And it just doesn't work that way. I've cut really good players in the past who have gone on to other schools to play. We've had guys, you know, transfer because they didn't want to buy into the character, you know, the high character, strong character mentality. So I don't want to go around with guys who don't want to buy into the team concept.
And that's what it's all about, Steve, and that's what has directly spoken to your success over at East Lansing High School. Now, Steve, I want to get to Johns in just a moment. As you stated, I mean, yeah, he's probably the best player in the area. Yep. But the pieces that you have surrounded him with, can you name a few names that you think will really turn some heads for your program come this upcoming year?
Absolutely. Our returning players, along with Brandon Johns, we have three other strong seniors who have started or played a bulk of the minutes in the past. And we start with our 5'7 floor general, Malik Jones, who's verbally committed to Aquinas College. Malik's a quick little guard who shares the ball. He's a left-hander. His shot has gotten better. So we're looking to him as a senior to lead us. He's been with us 3 years. And then our outside shooter is Noah Schon, S-C-H-O-N. He's a 6'4 senior. And then we're backed up. The fourth leg is Justin Maccabee, who's a 6'4 senior. So we're looking at those four guys, you know, those three with Brandon, to really, really push us through to the next level.
The expectations for this upcoming year, Steve, have to be pretty high. I mean, you guys went 24-1 in the 2016-17 year. You guys go five games deep into the playoffs, and then you lose to Kalamazoo Central. In what way is last season motivating your team, and where do you see your squad ending up this year? I know it's early, but the expectations have to be high, right?
They really are. You know, we want to set a standard here, or we have set a standard as, you know, as I said earlier, play the right way, work on the process every day. I know the Sixers use that word with a lot of their players and their organization, but if you think about basketball and life in general, it is about the daily process. So what we've been emphasizing in the first 12 practices this year, Al, is let's get better every day. If we can get 1% better each day, if we can get stronger, if we can work on our shot more, if we can work on our energy level, keep it really high, I think good things normally work out. And you know, Al, we've been there the last 2 years. We're 47-2 in the last 2 years. We haven't lost a conference game in 3 years. But you know what, Al, to be quite honest, not to throw it on the back burner, but it really doesn't mean anything today, December 5th. All that matters is tonight against DeWitt at East Lansing.
Steve Finnemore, head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team. Steve, you just mentioned getting better every day. And I tell you what, if Brandon Johns continues to get better, especially this upcoming year, man, you're going to have a lot of teams nervous playing your Trojans. In what way do you believe Brandon Johns is going to be a better player this season than he was last year?
Oh, that's an easy question to answer, Al. Everyone who's watched Brandon since the 7th and 8th grade around here, we've had him since the 9th grade. His mindset, and you know, it's a cliche. Everybody talks about it, you know, the positive attitude. But he's really, really focused and determined this season to have his best year out of his 4 years here. I see it every day in practice. Anything around the basket, he goes up and dunks it. And I really think him playing AAU basketball helped him. A lot of people like to knock travel team basketball, but most of them are uninformed who do that. AAU basketball really helps a player focus, and it toughens them up because you're playing against the best competition around the country. Brandon's mindset, Al, to answer your question, is probably the number one improvement, along with his ball handling, his outside shooting, and his defense. And I'll tell you right now, Michigan fans, John Beilein and the Wolverines are getting a sensational player. But most important, Al, he's a joy to coach every day. They're getting an outstanding person in Brandon Johns.
Yeah, I tell you what, you guys better enjoy him as he embarks on his final year mid-Michigan at East Lansing High School. I'm pretty sure I'll be definitely attending numerous games throughout this season, Steve. And, you know, the fact that he has now committed to play at the next level down in Ann Arbor for head coach John Beilein, who I'm a big fan of, and the Michigan Wolverines program. Do you think now that he's committed, that allows him to kind of relax more and just focus on the season and not having to think about where am I going to play ball at the next level now?
Oh, big time, Al. I mean, it's like stating the obvious. Now he doesn't have to listen to those questions. He doesn't have to read Twitter and read the newspapers and listen to the talk shows. And people ask him at the end of the interview after each game, hey, you know, what schools are you narrowed it down? Are you going to a visit? You know, are you going here? And I'll tell you what, Al. People can say anything they want about these kids today, about what they go through. You know, things have really changed in our society over the years. These kids, I mean, I couldn't imagine how Michael Jordan would have played if he had all his social media going on now and every little thing. Everything LeBron James does is magnified. You know, a lot of things that Brandon does is magnified, too. And the one thing I want to point out, Al, is if these teenagers, they struggle, someone comes out tonight to watch DeWitt and East Lansing at EL 730, if Brandon has a poor game or doesn't play very good, you know, you can't go run on social media and say, oh, Brandon Johns is overrated. I'm glad we didn't get him. He's going to Michigan. You just can't do that. But you got to look at the big picture. You got to look at the body of the work. And, you know, I think Brandon's handled this really well.
And with that being said, Steve, how do you coach through that? I mean, in the era of social media and trying to, you know, keep emotions in check for young high school kids that play for your program. And I know you're very active on social media, and you use it, you know, to pub the game of basketball and give your thoughts and commentary on things that are happening in the hoop world. So you see the comments that are out there concerning certain players and personnel. So how do you, as a coach, keep your emotions in check for the emotional side of your team, knowing that Twitter is right there, Facebook is right there, that criticism is right there in the palm of their hands?
Well, you got to explain to them. You got to talk about it. We talked about it yesterday, the day before our game, about the rankings and the Mr. Basketball candidates and things like that, scouting services, rating players. Look, I love social media. I've been on since 2009. I think it's fabulous. Al, I always like to say I equate social media with going to a bar, restaurant. You know, when you go in, you have a couple of drinks. You know, you go into Twitter, you read it, you look around. You got to be real careful how many drinks you have. You know, you got to be – you really do. I mean,
yeah.
Some people get into – I grew up with people who would get into fights in bars. I grew up with people who would go out and drive drunk. So I equate social media to a bar. Someone goes out and has a few drinks. So you got to be responsible. You got to drink responsibly. You got to tweet responsibly. You can't just throw crazy stuff out there that'll make you look bad, your family look bad, and your program look bad.
Steve, I really love that comparison. It's pretty accurate as well. You gotta tweet responsibly. You gotta look at the. You gotta be responsible in that avenue, because if you don't. Man, oh, man, it could certainly eat you up. Again, Steve Finnemore, head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team. Steve, can you kind of give us a preview of tonight's matchup against DeWitt? What kind of team is DeWitt, and how do you guys plan on attacking that matchup at home tonight?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've done our homework on DeWitt. We've played them every single year since I've been there. They have a great program. I really have a lot of respect for the Panthers and what they do from their lower levels all the way up to varsity. Unfortunately, Ron Marlin obviously doesn't coach there anymore, and I'm going to miss competing against him because he's one of the good guys in coaching, and I was sad to see him leave, him and Matt Essel, actually, from Holt, who stepped down. Those two guys really crank up your juices. They motivate you, and they inspire you to really do a good scouting report. But the gentleman taking Ron Marlin's position is Coach Flannery, who coached their JV team last year. And he's a fine coach. Matter of fact, last year I watched their JV play, and I complimented him after the game on the offensive action his team runs. So I'm a little nervous tonight because he's going to have his two big guns, number 35, Luke Hyde, who's going to Grand Valley, and number 44, Santa Riha, who's going to Northwood, he's going to have those two guys in positions to really score the ball. And it's going to be a great game because DeWitt plays the right way. I have so much respect for their town. They'll bring a lot of fans. It should be exciting. And you know, we're looking for a good high school basketball game tonight.
It should be a great one, Steve. And again, listeners, if you're looking to get out and enjoy the opening night of high school boys basketball, tonight at East Lansing High School will be a fun one. Again, East Lansing playing host to DeWitt, 7:30 p.m. And you know, you mentioned a few fantastic coaches that have stepped down, such as Matt Essel, you know, at Holt, Ron Marlin at DeWitt. I mean, Carlton Valentine is, you know, he's left the Lansing Sexton boys basketball program. I'm curious, Steve. I mean, you know, a lot of them have left for numerous reasons, family being one of them. I mean, how many years do you plan on coaching at East Lansing? Has the thought crossed your mind?
You know, I really, really love it. I enjoy it. I've got so much motivation these past couple of weeks. When the season gets close, we want to get fired up. You got new players. But to coach a kid like Brandon Johns is a dream come true, because a lot of coaches go through their careers, they don't get to coach someone like that. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, it's a player's game, no matter what they say. You know, I say 75% players, 25% coaching. So when these coaches go around and count all the wins they have and they give them these, you know, these trophies, and I'm just like, you know what? The players are responsible. I'd love to keep coaching as long as I can, as long as I have the energy. You know, some of these guys are getting out, Al, because they're losing the fire, they're losing the passion. The kids and mainly the parents are getting on a lot of these coaches' cases, and I've talked to some coaches who have gotten out and some who are still in, and one of the biggest complaints is the parents. My parents in EL have been fine. I have no problem with any of them because I'm fair. Playing time is earned in our program. They can come to practice anytime they want. And, Al, I always like to say, I'm the only person at every practice that can determine who gets that playing time.
I absolutely love that. I'm pretty sure, you know, that's the side of coaching that a lot of people, when evaluating, especially high school basketball, they forget about, you know, having to deal with the parents, you know, a parent who may think that their son deserves more playing time and so on and so forth, you know. And I'm curious, you know, in that same conversation, Steve, I got to get your take on the whole LeVar Ball situation, because – he's become, it's amazing how the media have given him this platform to become, you know, in many ways a celebrity now. I mean, we're getting his takes on everything basketball. He's criticizing Luke Walton for, you know, how Lonzo is playing out there with the Lakers. I mean, what's just your overall take on LeVar Ball? Is he a distraction? Because I can imagine the answer you're going to have to this question.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be honest. He's the worst sports parent I've ever come across or heard about in my entire life. I've seen a lot of bad sports parents. LeVar Ball is the worst. What he's done is make a mockery and disrespect of our beautiful game of basketball. And it's a shame. Now, look, he can do anything, say anything he wants for the most part. He's on social media going bananas. He's on all these talk shows. ESPN has made a big deal out of him. A lot of it has to be blamed on the media too, though, Al, because they're really buying into this because they think it's a shock type thing. They people hear about it, they go watch them, things like that. So I get it from the media's perspective, because if you could interview LeVar Ball, you would, but most anybody would. I just think he's a bad sports parent. But you know what he does? He's looking for, you know, to make some money, and that's what he's done. Those shoes that cost $450. That was the stupidest business proposal or idea ever. Stephon Marbury, who I had a chance to coach in the 7th and 8th grade,
wow,
he came out with his shoe a few years ago, and his shoe cost $15, I believe, you know?
Yep.
So you know, if you want to do the right thing, why wouldn't you just charge $75, $100 for those shoes? More kids might have bought them.
I am with you 110%. Steve, great take, head coach of the East Lansing boys basketball team, my man Steve Finnemore. Steve, good luck tonight against DeWitt.
Yo, listen, I appreciate you being on, and Detroit versus everybody.
That's our motto. I love it, Steve. Thank you so much, man.
Take it easy, my friend.
All right, the one, the only Steve Finnemore. Isaac, I don't know, we probably don't have time for a second break, right?
Not thinking
We'll scrap it. I want to get to our phone lines really briefly here. We've got our regular caller every single day, I feel like now. My man Ray from Indiana. We only got, Ray, 2 minutes left. If you can make it quick, I would really appreciate it. But what's on your mind? What's up, Ray?
Ray, Skipper, I've been calling down the Big Ten Network for about 10, 12 years since they fired me. I'm going to give you this number, 1-602-315-7480. I got the tape machine twice, but I raised heck about them putting the bullies over you guys in the bowl games, and I'm sick of it. After 11, 12 years, you guys ought to get a little respect. The number is 1-602-315-7480. You'll probably get a tape machine, and they haven't had the courage to call me back, but I raised Kane about two times on the tape machine.
Hold on, you
today,
went to the, what's that, the Big Ten office? Who'd you call?
That's the Big Ten. I've had this number for about 10 years. 1-602.
Where is that?
315-7480. That's the Big Ten Network. But I got the NFL Network here, too. When Kurt Warner was having trouble, I raised that with him, too.
You will call them in a minute, too? I'm sure. Yeah.
1-212-450-2000. 1-212-450-2000. But all you get is their tape machines. They won't pick the phone up live. The Big Ten Network used to pick it up live with girls. I talked to them about the bullies down there, and they wouldn't. They tell me they're going to call me back, and they blow me off every time. So I don't know if you guys will get anywhere. But if enough Spartan fans raise heck, maybe next year they'll quit living off the Michigan tradition that has been like 11, 12 years since they've had a good team.
All right. Ray from Indiana. Ray, thank you so much, man.
All right. God bless you, buddy.
I could just hear our listeners breaking out their smartphones and typing in both of those numbers to raise Kane. All right, my man Ray from Indiana. That's how you end the show, folks. Much thanks to Steve Finnemore of the East Lansing boys basketball team. Much thanks to all of you out there for listening. Shout out to my man Isaac Constance behind the glass. We'll be back at it same time, same place tomorrow. You have been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870. 94.5 FM. Be easy, people.